Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble and delighted to have on the show today Sam Milne from the SFA. Welcome to EduTalk.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Can you just give listeners a bit of a kind of background to, first of all, your involvement with the SFA and also then a bit about how you and your colleagues work with schools?
Yeah, sure. So my job is I'm a club development officer for girls and women's football, and I cover Tayside Fife. I have another five colleagues who cover the rest of Scotland and the regions there as well. Our prime thing is to try and support clubs, grassroots clubs, into supporting girls playing football. So we're really trying to increase participation and get more girls involved in the game. How we do that depends on each individual club and what their needs and things are for there. So we often try and work with the schools through the active schools coordinators. So depending on each area, we may do things like taster sessions in the schools and then try and get them over into the club and support them. The reason that we do that is obviously every child has to go to school, so we have a captive audience there of trying to introduce them to the sport. One of the things that we do like to try and do, and through research that we've found, is that for girls to really enjoy the sport and that are new into it, is to have like girls only sessions. We found it's a bit of a more positive learning experience for them, so they kind of get involved in the sport through that way. So we like to go into the schools, we like to do some sort of taster that's a bit of this is what football is about, and then it's a case of come along to your local club, because obviously at some point they have to stop school, so we do try and link the club with the schools to sort of introduce that lifelong participation, so that when they do leave school eventually, then we're really keen to keep them involved in the sport. Not just playing as well, we're really keen to have more people involved in the girls and women's game through volunteering. Quite a lot of the time people think that to be involved in football you need to be a coach, but it is a very small area of the game. You've got so much more, like fundraising, administration, accountancy, market and promotion of the game, all these kind of things that clubs want as well. So we try to work with older pupils in schools to give them voluntary experience to then hopefully go on to employment as well. Mm-hmm. So all of my colleagues are doing kind of along the lines of the same philosophy anyway.
So you're talking about actually encouraging girls at school to get involved with clubs or to get involved with volunteering as well as playing the game, or instead of
and both, to be honest. We've got some girls that have been working at schools where they still play. They play senior, so they play on a Sunday, and they volunteer with their youth section on a Saturday or that. So it's really good, because especially for females, that the young girls actually see a role model, and it's something that we've probably been lacking in the women's game. Because there isn't so much publicity, we don't see as many role models. That's happening more and more, though. There is a lot more role models out there. But one thing that we do find is sometimes girls respond a little bit better to a female coach, whether there's a bit more sympathetic there, or I don't know what the actual theory or the research behind that is, but we do see that girls respond better to that. But also as well, we're wanting to build girls to get the experience of volunteering, to actually give them a career in football as well. I've been exceptionally fortunate to have a career in football, but I had role models that I was able to look up to as well. So we're really trying to support as many sort of females to get involved in volunteering and coaching and positions within football as well.
I'm not sure how many people in the audience this would apply to, but let's say a listener's daughter was keen to get involved in volunteering. Would they have to have a relationship with an active schools coordinator, or can they contact the SFA direct? I mean, would you be able to help with?
Yeah, definitely. We try to push as much as possible. If no one is aware of anything in their area, then obviously to contact myself. You could get the details, my email address and phone number, from the Scottish FA website. I have a mapping exercise which has every club in the area, so if they don't particularly get it through their school, because various schools have different priorities as well, so if there's not football within girls football within your school, there is a club certainly within some sort of distance in Tayside and Fife. The last mapping that we did, there was a girls football club within 20 miles of each area across Tayside and Fife. So 20 miles seems quite a lot, but there is ones that are a lot closer. The bigger areas within Tayside and Fife, so for example, there's clubs in Dunfermline, Cowdenbeath, Kinross, Perth, even as far up as Pitlochry now we have clubs, and right across Dundee and Angus as well, there's a club in each area. So there is certainly opportunities in each local authority in Tayside and Fife, but also for clubs as well. So we'd always be able to direct them to a club.
In terms of your work with schools then, is it about working with active schools to say, well, here's a taste in football, but we're not really taking any further than that. It's part of a programme where you're getting a taster of various sports and different coordination, different
yeah.
skills.
Yeah.
Is there a next step across the board to then actively try and encourage girls to either take it further? Because I'm hearing anecdotally there's quite a lot of schools, girls' football within schools at the moment. I don't mm-hmm. know if they're playing in leagues or anything like that, but I know from seeing on Twitter that you do get occasional mm-hmm. competitions, and I don't know if that's run through the Scottish Schools FA, but
yeah.
what other opportunities are there to, you know, if a girl says that they really enjoyed the taster session and I want to take it to the next step?
There's quite a few different things, so and it really depends on each area mm-hmm. as well, and this will be right across the board in Scotland as well. Scottish Schools FA do run leagues, but again depends on each area whether there's a structured league in each area. The active schools coordinator, so the four areas that I cover again vary with what they do, but there is an opportunity. So for example, in Dundee they run festivals maybe once a month mm-hmm. where all the schools come in. Some young girls, that's enough for them. They just like to play in their school team once a month in a festival, and that's enough for them, and they train. Some other girls, we would, at these festivals, we try and then say, if you would like to join a club and do this more, then here's a different area for you to go. The first point of contact, I would say, for schools is to go to their active schools coordinator. So every school has an active schools coordinator across the country. So if there is a need or there's a want for girls' football at schools, the active schools coordinator would be your first point of contact to see if that's something that could coordinate.
So that's something that PE teachers or
yeah,
health and uh-huh. wellbeing coordinators, even guidance, pastoral staff,
yep.
if they've got a kind of notion for setting something up, they should really go direct to
yeah.
active schools.
And that's it. Some, like I say, some they're very different in each area. They may have cluster festivals that are going on that they could put girls' teams to if they have enough. And there's not a huge commitment there, so you may have seven girls once in a blue moon, then you could go to these festivals as well. Again, depending on each area, there may be like a fixture format or a league that they might be able to play in there as well. But your local active schools coordinator would know more about that in each individual area as well.
And as I understand it, there are a small number of schools in the east of Scotland who have ramped things up, so to speak, in terms of a kind of alternative curriculum or some kind of setup. Or is that just with boys, or is that girls, you know, where there's these early morning or after school?
Yeah, yeah. There's a few different. It's particularly that based around school. So we as the Scottish FA, we do have a few programmes that are running at the moment, particularly with schools. So we have the Elite Performance School, mm-hmm. which at the moment we have one in the region, which is in Dundee. There's seven across the whole of Scotland. The performance school is for elite players, so it's for boys and girls. And what they do is they train in the morning from 7:30. These kids are coming in from, some are coming from sort of Perth or Broth, some even coming in from sort of Stirling to come into this area. So they train at 7:30 in the morning, but they then pick up extra training throughout the school day and will drop some subjects for that. But they get extra support to support their schoolwork after this as well.
Are we talking then about S2, S3?
This programme, the Elite Performance School, is for S1 to S4. Right. So those kids will get that S1, S2, S3 and S4. So we're in now into our third year of that as well now. So the kids, like I say, they drop their subjects, but they pick up football training. But then on top of that, they get extra support into their work and stuff. The research that we found behind that is actually that those kids' grades have went up because the allure of football is there. We also have two other programmes, the school football programme, which is funded through the Cashback for Communities Fund. So we have one at Kirkland High School in Fife, and then we have one at Craigie High School in Dundee, again for S1 to S3 pupils. But that's for more kids, like a diversionary activity. So the thought behind this is that, they drop some subjects to get some football training, but they get extra support with their football, their schoolwork and things after that as well. So what we found with those pupils is that their attendance levels increased, everything that they're doing around school, their grades are getting a little bit better, they're learning things like having to wash kit every night, how to eat properly, to be able to sustain training during the day, but also fitting in schoolwork and things as well.
Am I right in saying that opportunity is only there for pupils at Craigie and Kirkland?
Yeah, so they would have to go to either Kirkland or Craigie High for that, and the same with the performance school at St John's. They would have to actually attend the school for that to happen. However, again, through some of the active schools coordinators as well, they have things like breakfast clubs and stuff that depending on each school, and they would have to speak to your active schools coordinator to find out exactly what's going on in the area. In terms of girls football, we do a few projects here where the girls train from 7 till 8 in the morning, and then they go away to school after that, or college or whatever it is for them as well. Again, the feedback that we have had from that is that the grades are getting better, the kids are more alert in the morning, they become more focused because they're realising that they have to study more because they're training more, and they don't want to lose the opportunity of coming in the mornings because their grades are starting to slip. So we monitor that, and we see a big difference with the kids' grades and more noticeably their attendance at school.
Yeah. And just finally, Sam, we're going through a period of kind of relative success, both for the work that Anna Senior's done and with the national team, and Glasgow City about to go into the Champions League quarter final. Mm-hmm. So it also feels at grassroots and maybe at elite level that things are growing, mm-hmm. things are improving, there's a bit more infrastructure. So if that is the case, what else is going on just now, or what else might be in the pipeline that teachers and other people in communities might be interested in?
I think one of the big things, obviously talking about the success there, one, and I touched on it earlier, was now we've created role models for young girls to look up to, and young females to want to, they can now look up and say, I want to play football, because they're not saying, I want to be the next Ronaldo, they're saying, now I want to be the next Kim Little. There is now professional contracts starting in Scotland with some clubs, so girls could be full-time football players. And I know certainly when I was younger, that's what I dreamed of, but in reality that was never going to happen, because as I was growing up, there wasn't as much there. For us, one of the big things is that we do want to support grassroots clubs, because we want more girls participating, not for just football benefits, but for health benefits. We want young girls to be fit and healthy and active and want to succeed in sport, and if they come into football and jump over to another sport after that, fine, we're still doing our job of keeping them fit and healthy. One of the main things that we do need is we need more girls playing football, and clubs could really do with working with our schools and trying to create the links with the active schools and the local schools of knowing who your club is in the area. So we would always urge the teachers and the schools to know who your local football club is, so that if you ever get a question or you have a young girl who's doing good at PE and wants to take part in football, you know where to direct them to as well. Obviously I could advise on where that is, but to get that knowledge there as well. And the other side as well is we're really, really pushing for more volunteers in the game, because at the moment we do have some clubs that have in excess of numbers of players because the game's growing so much, but not quite got the volunteers to deal with that as well. So we're encouraging S4, S5, S6 pupils to get involved in their local club. Again, not just coaching. It could be the business planning, it could be fundraising, it could be anything that they feel they could offer. It could be washing strips every week. As you know, taking a club, there's a lot of stuff that goes around running a team there. But also, we would love for school teachers to get involved in that as well and bring their expertise to the table at clubs as well.
It's fantastic, and so thank you so much for joining us in EduTalk, Sam. And where should we go for more information in terms of the web and in terms of social media?
In terms of, if you would go to the Scottish FA website I have my contact details are on there under the regions, but also my colleagues in the other areas. If you look for the Girls and Women's Club Development Officers, you'll get more information there. And also if you go on to Twitter, that's probably one of the main areas that a lot of publicity goes out there as well. So you could follow myself at SamMilne1, or there's various other avenues on Twitter that you could just look for Women's Football in Scotland and find places to follow and get more information from that.